Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's a beautiful Saturday. Today is the 26th day in the month of April 2025. It's a brand new day and the Lord is ready to speak to us. If this is the first time of joining us and wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us every single day. That's why I want to specially welcome you, because the Lord is already on the table waiting to dish out the Word for each and every one of us. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word and invite somebody to this platform and let them be partakers of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 26th day in the month of April 2025, and we will be looking at a topic which says, Testimonies Above and Beyond. Testimonies Above and Beyond. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 28, Take My Life and Let It Be. Take My Life and Let It Be. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Kings chapter 22 to chapter 23. Our memory verse is taken from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, which says, Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And our Bible reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 1. So our Bible reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 57 to 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 57 to 58. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 57 it reads, But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word today in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, It is very good to share testimonies about God's goodness to you, as it will boost the faith of others and position you to receive more from him. There are, however, some testimonies that people will either find hard to believe or conclude that God is partial. Several years ago, one of my spiritual sons visited me and began to share testimonies about God's blessings over him, his family, and his ministry. At a point, he stopped and said, Daddy, I'm the only one talking. You haven't said anything about what God is doing for you. I said, Son, if I tell you all that God is doing for me, you will say that God is partial. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will give you testimonies that will make people say, Are you the only one serving God? To receive above and beyond testimonies, you must be willing to serve God above and beyond the ordinary. You must also be willing to pray and fast often. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27, Paul said, In fasting often, In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, he advised, pray without ceasing. No wonder the Bible says that God performs special miracles through Paul, like we see in Acts chapter 19 from verse 11 to 12. God used him for extraordinary miracles because he gave himself to serving God extraordinarily. When you sow your service to God sparingly, you will reap containable miracles. Like we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6. However, when you give yourself to God's will, to work and work bountifully, you will receive testimonies that exceed what you ask or imagine. A lady kept trusting God for a husband until she passed childbearing age. During one of our services, I asked everybody to ask God for something. She told God, I have waited for you for a long time for a husband, but I haven't gotten one. However, it doesn't matter because I will serve you all the days of my life. A few days later, a young man proposed to her. She looked at him and said, are you sure? You better go and pray again. The man said, I am sure. I have prayed. The lady said, don't you want children? I have passed childbearing age. The man said, I lost my wife and I already have children by her. After they got married, she got pregnant and delivered a set of twins. God saw her heart and gave her a testimony far above and beyond what she could have asked for. May you receive miracles that are above and beyond your wildest imaginations in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes to a key point that says, serving God unreservedly is the key to having testimonies that are above and beyond. Has today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you? And you also like to be a blessing to somebody today? You can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, or till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.